Hello, my name is Anastasia. How can I help?
Hi, Anastasia. I am calling about two charges I put on my bank statement as debit actions that these have to be wrong. I have no idea what they're for, and I have received nothing. I don't know what they were for.
What's your zip code?
Oh, my zip code? Sure, 34689.
First and last name?
Lauren Logan.
Okay, can you verify your address?
1650 Walsh Lane, apartment D like in dog, Dunedin, Florida, 34698.
Okay, I do see where you went online and you enrolled to win a cookbook set.
This is a really bad connection. There's static.
I do see where you went online.
Okay.
I do see where you went online and got a cookware set. You didn't call. Well, you made an entry to win a cookware set. You didn't call any counsel. You were charged for a membership.
Oh, no, 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 no. 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 So what I am requesting is that you refund it, both the shipping costs and the $67.30. $574 looks like it would be a shipping cost. And $67.32.
I can't refund you the $5.74 because you're already inside that entry, so I can't refund you the $5.74. And as far as the $67.32, that is a valid charge, but as a courtesy, I can't give you a 50% refund.
Oh no, you can give me 100%.
No, ma'am, I can give you a 50%.
Okay, so. You know, I understand you're following your rules, but you can either accommodate my request or I can go to the Florida State Attorney General and file a complaint with them that
okay,
this is a deceptive.
It is a valid charge, so, I mean.
I'm sorry, what?
It is a valid charge.
Well, from your perspective, it is. Do you have a supervisor I can speak with?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. So, I can understand. Okay, I'll agree to the $574, but I want the $67.32 refunded in full.
Okay. As far as you, okay, that's good that you gonna accept the $594. Okay, but as far as that's $7.32, that is a valid charge. I can give you a 50% refund as a courtesy. I don't supposed to give you a refund at all because it is a valid charge.
Well, like I said, this is from your perspective, it's a valid charge, but I don't recall this at all. And all of a sudden, these charges show up on my bank statement. And I don't have anything to show for it. So, you know, what am I, you know. I don't have the product.
Okay, you haven't got a chance to win. You don't even know if you won yet.
Well, if it's a drawing. All right, then why are you already charging me for...
Because you didn't cancel within 48 hours. You canceled within 48 hours, you wouldn't have been charged.
Well, I didn't even place this. I didn't even put my... I didn't even do whatever the hell this is. I don't know. So how would I know that I only had 48 hours to cancel if I never placed the what it is you're doing in the first place? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. What is the name of this company? Excellent Physique, what? You know, Anastasia, I don't really like having to pull information out of people. Was that a difficult question? What is the name of this company? Hello?
Yes.
Well, is the name of the company Excellent Physique?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And let's see, I spoke with Anastasia on this date, and I will be filing a report with the Florida State Attorney.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.